Hey, everybody. Welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Vermonology. Today is a commitment edition of the show. We are talking to Ohio State's latest 2023 commitment as the Buckeyes begin to do some work inside of the state of Ohio. Let's get to him right now. We're here with Josh Padilla, Ohio 2023 offensive lineman from Wayne High School in Huber Heights. Josh is committed to Ohio State. How's it feel?
Feels good. You know, just getting all the recruiting things just out of the way and just being committed to a school is a lot of relief, basically.
You know, Josh, think back to, it was what, 6 months ago when Ohio State offered you. And I think a lot of people expected that you would just decide quickly, but you wanted to make sure that you saw your options. And then you took a look at everything else. You went to Notre Dame multiple times, Penn State, Kentucky, Cincinnati, everywhere else. Why was it Ohio State at the end of the day?
I feel like just going to like every single game, I was like, man, this place is home. Just keep going back to Ohio State. I found more and more the place is just going to be like home.
Now, as an offensive lineman, you watched them on Saturday night at Ohio Stadium against Penn State. You watched an offensive line that did something I've never really seen before, and that's an offensive line that almost rotated six players into the line, which was very strange. That versatility that they've wanted out of you and out of their offensive linemen, how important was that in this decision for you to just know that there are multiple spots you could play along this front?
Oh, you know, it's big. You know, just being able to play every single position is just big in my standpoint. And it's what I've seen at Ohio State this week from the offensive line standpoint is just like super big.
Now, I'd like you, if you could, to let listeners and watchers kind of walk through this process with you. Saturday, you get to Ohio State. I'm guessing 2 or 3 in the afternoon. You meet with the coaching staff. You meet with all the other commits and visitors there. When in that moment did you know you were going to be ending your recruitment?
I kind of like went into it like I'm probably going to end my recruitment from this visit. And you know, it went super great. You know, everything was smooth. Just being on the field before the game, the atmosphere was just great. So I knew Ohio State was home.
When did you tell the coaches?
I told them this Monday. So I called them in the afternoon and let them know after they were like done with their little meeting. I guess it was like all the coaches in there. And I called Coach Cook. I said, and he put me on the phone with Coach Stud, and I told him I wanted to become a Buckeye.
You know, when that happens, I mean, can you just, from your family's perspective, I know your whole family's Buckeyes fans. We talked about it when they offered. You know, this was the dream for you. And I know that sounds cliche for a lot of people, but what does it mean to just know that you are going to be an Ohio State Buckeye?
It just means a lot, you know, just like growing up as an Ohio State fan, just watching every single Saturday, watching Ohio State, just like, man, I want to play for them one day. And it was basically a dream come true, basically, for me. You know, it's just big watching Braxton Miller, Robert Landers, like all those big-time players go to Ohio State and play and see what they've done in their past.
Now, what was the hardest thing about this recruiting process? I mean, I know a lot of you guys, you expect it to all be fun all the time, but it's not. I mean, you have tough decisions and tough conversations you got to make. What was the hardest part of this process for you?
I feel like just like seeing every single culture and just seeing how everything's so different and just like it's hard picking one school, but I knew Ohio State, it was just like different than every other school and I knew it was home.
What now? Obviously the recruitment is over. I don't think you're one of those kids that's going to be taking visits elsewhere. So, you know, what do you expect to do with your class of 2023? You're the second commitment in the class. You and Ty Lockwood now as the early guys in. You know, what do you see your role as you head into these next year before signing day?
I just plan on just trying to get as many of the top recruits as I can, trying to like basically recruit them and just like tell them all about Ohio State and how I'm gonna tell them like why I committed and try to get them on my standpoint.
You know, as an Ohioan, I know it means more than people maybe understand for you to be able to say that you're committed to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. There's Luke Montgomery, there's Austin Saraville, there's Sonny Styles, there's a handful of kids inside of Ohio's borders that are considering other schools still. Austin just got that offer the day that basically you committed. So, you know, for you and Luke especially, how important is it for you guys to be the foundation of that future offensive line? And this is your moment, Josh. I need you to let people hear the pitch that you sell out to Josh or to Luke Montgomery and Austin Sarveld and other offensive linemen.
I feel like the offensive line Coach Stubb produces every single year. He produces at least some of the best offensive linemen there are in the NFL draft. And I feel like Coach Stubb, he just produces and produces year after year. So I feel like he's probably the best coach that probably offered me and gave me a scholarship.
What you know, as a Buckeye now, do you feel like there is a certain expectation for you heading into your senior year and what people should be anticipating that, you know, your next year brings for you? What is it that you now know that, hey, I got to work on this, and this to get ready?
I just plan on getting stronger and being more explosive and getting off the ball faster. That's some of the things I need to work on this offseason.
You know, as you talk to the Ohio State staff and let them know that your plans were made and that you'd made this decision, do you have any advice to young guys in your position over these next few years? I mean, you know, you're talking about, you grew up watching Braxton Miller and Robert Landers and all these guys. And now the next generation of guys at Wayne are going to say they grew up watching Josh Padilla. Like, what does it mean to you to have that experience? But also, what is that advice for them?
I feel like the advice is just take it all in, start grinding as a freshman. You know, just if you don't get play time, you're on the freshman squad, try your hardest to get on the JV squad. And you're on the JV squad, try your hardest to get on the varsity squad. My freshman year, I was like 220, 6'2", playing varsity against like first team all state DNs. And I was just out there just like trying my hardest, doing whatever I could do for the team.
And for offensive linemen, I assume there's a piece of advice in there that says wrestle if you can.
Yep. Oh yeah. Wrestling just helps your mentality. It helps you just like helps you like mentally basically, and just in big time games, it helps you just stay calm.
Well, I you are always calm every time we talk. I think this is your fourth time on the show, and I always appreciate your approach and your mentality. I don't want to take much of your time. I know that this weekend especially is going to be about celebrating for you. So congratulations, Josh Padilla, Ohio State's latest 2023 commitment, and who knows, maybe the start of something big here in the next couple of weeks for Ohio State. Thanks for joining us, Josh.
Yep, thank you.
Congrats. See ya.
Yep, see ya.
That's Bermanology. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you next time.